puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago. It is the Halloween edition of Abandoned Manitoba. Let's welcome to the show again from the Manitoba Historical Society, Gordon Goldsboro. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Marjorie. And our story today, yes, it's Halloween, but this is not a scary story, I don't think.
Yeah. So, I mean, remind us of the clue from last week.
Well, we're going to be talking about a story from Manitoba's aviation history that involves three farm boys from Homewood and a Catholic priest.
That sounds interesting. That also sounds like a lead up to a joke.
Yeah, it does. But it's a real story, and it relates to the invention of the helicopter. Turns out the first helicopter to be designed, built, and flown in Canada occurred at Homewood, Manitoba, by three brothers, Nick, Doug, and Deed Frabe, in the 1930s.
So, Gordon, who were these fellows?
Well, none of the Frey brothers finished high school, but they were all very mechanically inclined. You know, by the time they built a helicopter, they had already built an automobile, a lawnmower, a snowmobile, a boat, a manure spreader, and several aircraft. You know, they were really talented guys. In 1934, when they ranged in age from just 21 to 24, they began to design a helicopter. The following year, 1935, they began building it. The first step was acquiring an engine to power their helicopter. They drove to Los Angeles, where they paid a used aircraft equipment dealer $100 for a 98-horsepower, four-cylinder motor that had been salvaged from an old crashed airplane. The airframe of their helicopter was built from steel tubing that they purchased here in Winnipeg, and other parts of the helicopter were either handmade on the farm, or they were taken from old farm equipment from the scrap heap. Its 28-foot-long twin rotors were made of stainless steel covered with fabric.
So when did this helicopter fly?
1936. That's when they made their first flight, and they began, in fact, advertising in a Winnipeg newspaper to seek investors for the helicopter, because I think they really anticipated this was going to be a big thing. Unfortunately, although the helicopter lifted off the ground easily enough, it suffered from extreme vibration caused apparently by the imbalance in the rotors, which were apparently too heavy. They didn't have sufficient power to keep them spinning quickly. So after many attempts in 1938, they finally got the helicopter off the ground, and they actually flew several meters with it. They, in fact, flew several more times after that, the last flight occurring in March 1939, after the helicopter had flown a total of just over 4 hours. With the eruption of the Second World War, however, the brothers set aside their experiments with the helicopter, and in fact, never having patented the design, they received no formal recognition for the invention for what is now believed to be the world's second helicopter. The first one, incidentally, was invented in Germany, and in fact, Canada's first helicopter.
Very interesting. So did they ever resume their helicopter flights?
No, they appear to have stored away the helicopter in a granary on the farm and simply forgot about it. But the Frey brothers never lost their enthusiasm for flight. They continued to fly fixed-wing aircraft and in fact, used them in their farming. Unfortunately, it had tragic consequences. In June of 1943, Deed Frey was badly injured when his plane crashed about a mile from Homewood, and he subsequently died a few days later. In June of 1959, his brother Nick, who had been newly elected as a president of a group called the Flying Farmers of Manitoba, was killed while spraying weeds with pesticide from his airplane. The third pioneering Frey brother, Doug, by this time had moved to the United States and, in fact, died there in his old age in 1994.
It sounds like this helicopter should be preserved or belongs in a museum. So what happened to it?
Right, absolutely. Well, in 1972, a group called the Manitoba Aircraft Restoration Group began locating and restoring historically significant early aircraft. And one of their first projects was the Frey helicopter. As the group grew larger, they developed the idea of a museum to display the restored aircraft. And in 1974, the Western Canada Aviation Museum, today's Royal Aviation Museum of Western Canada, was established. Well, the Frey helicopter then, well, they found it in the granary where they had left it. It was intact except for its tires. And luckily for us, the Frabe family saw fit to donate it to the museum where we can see it today. I should point out, by the way, that much of what I've been able to learn about the flying Frabes came from Charlie Frabe, a son of the late Nick Frabe, who contacted me after hearing the clue in last week's program.
Now, I want to go back to the clue because you mentioned something about a Roman Catholic priest. So where does he come into this story?
Right. The priest to whom I was referring is the late George Maria Svoboda, who died in 2010. He had been born in the European city of Prague in 1913. He came to Canada in 1949, and he served in numerous Catholic parishes throughout the Archdiocese of St. Boniface until his retirement in 2004. Now, Father Svoboda's fluency in at least six languages enabled him to conduct church services with many ethnic groups in both the Roman and the Ukrainian Catholic rituals. But Father Svoboda had another skill that was known to few other people. He was a keen amateur helicopterist.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, back in 2011, the Manitoba Historical Society received a manuscript from a retired anthropologist at the University of Manitoba named Bill Wade. Well, it turns out in 1974, Dr. Wade had moved to the village of LaSalle, south of Winnipeg. And that's where Father Svoboda was the parish priest. The two men became friends of a sort. And one day, Father Svoboda told Dr. Wade that the federal government had denied him a pilot's license, apparently because of his advanced age and poor health, to fly a gyrocopter that he had designed and built.
Okay, so what is a gyrocopter?
Well, it's similar to a helicopter in that it has horizontal rotor blades that lift the aircraft. But unlike a helicopter, the blades are not powered by an engine. Instead, a propeller pushes the gyrocopter ahead and causes the rotor blades to spin naturally, and that creates lift that causes it to take off the ground. Unfortunately, no photographs appear to have survived, so we don't know very much about Father Svoboda's gyrocopter, but we know, for example, that it was powered by a motor that he had scavenged from a chainsaw. We know it had long, drooping rotor blades and a rather minimalist fuselage that consisted of pretty much just a chair and a rudder. Without a license, well, Father Svoboda could not fly the gyrocopter, but he confided in Dr. Wade that he had found a loophole. If he flew it without starting the engine, by using a second vehicle to pull him along and get the rotor blade spinning, he thought he would not need a license. So he asked Dr. Wade to help him fly the gyrocopter.
And did Dr. Wade agree?
Yes, he did. They went out to a long gravel road outside LaSalle. They attached a tow line from Dr. Wade's truck to Father Svoboda's gyrocopter. The truck began pulling the gyrocopter and its blades started spinning. And very quickly afterwards, it took off and climbed to an altitude of 100 feet. After Wade had driven 2 miles, he slowed the truck down and the gyrocopter gradually eased its way back to earth and landed smoothly, much to Wade's relief, because he had been really worried what the LaSalle townsfolk would do if he'd killed their priest. They repeated that flight several more times until Father Svoboda finally left LaSalle in 1979 to take up duties elsewhere in Manitoba. Dr. Wade himself is now deceased, so it's unclear if there's any documented proof of Father Svoboda's pioneering aviation efforts. You know, but my mental picture of an elderly priest flying above a country road in a homemade gyrocopter towed by a skeptical university professor, well, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, what a great story. Now, Gordon, before we get to what's on tap for next week, I first of all want to say congratulations to you. You received the Order of Manitoba in a ceremony that took place earlier this week. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
I also understand, too, that you're making a special presentation at Government House. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, listeners know that I've been occasionally talking about some of the things that my wife and I found during our walks during the pandemic, and the Lieutenant Governor has periodic presentations at Government House. She asked me if I might be willing to give a presentation, and I thought, you know, there's a good topic, talking about our pandemic walks and all of our wonderful discoveries, so I'm going to talk about that at a presentation on the 9th of November.
And the doors open at 6:30. So I hear these are really popular. So I'm sure you're going to get a good crowd for that one.
That's right. And there's only apparently room for 70 to ensure social distancing. So apparently it's going to be a first come, first served. The demand will probably exceed the supply.
Mm-hmm. So, Gordon, what's up for next week?
Well, say, picking up on this theme of pandemic walking, one of the things we found is that we found a house in St. Boniface that was oddly reversed. You know, we think most houses, you know, face onto the street with a backyard behind them. But this house in St. Boniface, the house was on the back lane and it had a large front yard. Well, I later learned that that house has a curious past with pasta.
Okay, we'll have to tune in for that. Gordon, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons ago.